guitar hound plays anything that's going around. And when he plays that hound brown stuff, I shout, brother, that's enough. Yeah. Take me to the basement, that's where I wanna go. Where is the way down? Want it nice and slow. Make me shimmy from my head to my toe. And when you play that low down funky beat, want you to play it for me. Yeah. Take me to the basement, that's where I wanna go. Where is the way?
All right. Everybody.
shake your body, shake your body all night long. All right. Woo. Oh yeah. Oh, you know it feels so good. Well, it's getting a little late. I think I better go home. I gotta get up early in the morning and go to work. You know what I mean? I think I'll see y'all later. But I'll be back tomorrow night. Same place, honey. I'm gonna shake my body, shake my body. All the way home. Ooh, I had a good time tonight. Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah.
And what we just heard was Racky Thomas with his song Going Home, the legendary Toni Lynn Washington and her song Down in the Basement. Unfortunately, folks, I did not have all the music available for the artists who are playing the Farewell Jam, so that means you'll have to come down to the Summit to check it out yourself. Go to NewEnglandBluesSummit.com to look into weekend packages, tickets, and more information. Also, I'd like to thank DJ extraordinaire Mike Newman for helping with production of this show. And this is Dave Riley signing off, and hope to see you at the New England Blues Summit. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Dave Riley. That was very nice. Very nice indeed. Thank you so much for doing that. It's really nice to hear that.
Great. I'm glad. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I just want to make a quick correction. Daryl Newlish will not be appearing at the summit. However, Sugar Ray will be at the summit with Anthony Girasi and the Boston Blues All-Stars.
Okay. And what dates is this happening again, and where's what's the URL?
April 28th to the 30th. It's going to you go to NewEnglandBluesSummit.com. You can find out all the information you need to on there. It's also, we have our Facebook page as well. You can check that out. And so hope everybody enjoyed that music.
Okay, I definitely did. It was great. Okay, so you've got a set of about six songs that you want to play now. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, several songs by the theme on this is a bunch of young blues artists that I really enjoy that are playing cover songs of blues masters. The first one we're going to start off with is Rollin' Tumblin' by Samantha Fish. And a lot of blues and rock artists have covered this song. This is my favorite version of this song. Well, second to Muddy Waters.
It's kind of hard to get too, right? This particular one?
Yes, it is. The record is called Live Bait. It used to be sold on all of her shows, but she's no longer selling it anymore. So it's really hard to find now. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you get to enjoy this.
All right, it's WMFO right here in Medford.
Rolling, I tumble, I cry, hide me all night. Donegal. That's up in the northwest of Ireland. Now I live in Cork, but it's down the south coast. It's the kind of place where everybody nearly knows everybody else.
Hotel bar is full of people. The piano man is laying it down. The old bartender, he's as high as a steeple. Oh, why should I sit here with a frown?
Miles away. don't you know your life itself? Like the leaf clings to the tree. Oh, my darling. Wild is the wind. Oh, wild.
WMFO, Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
right, it's WMFO right here in Medford, 10:52 in the morning. Mike on the mic here with Dave Riley. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
So, really good, really good. So we've been bringing you a bunch of blues. First, we had Dave's excellent presentation all about the upcoming New England Blues Summit happening next month on beautiful Cape Cod and Hyannis.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed that and maybe entice a few people to come on down.
I hope so. What's the URL to go to again?
Again, it's NewEnglandBluesSummit.com.
Okay. And after that, we started off with a really rocking set of yours. Tell us a bit about that. You started with Samantha Fish from Live Bait, Rollin' and Tumblin'.
Yeah, the Rollin' and Tumblin' song was her unique version of that song, well-known song, originally written by Hambone Willie Newbern in 1929 as Roll and Tumble Blues. Then we heard Jimmy Bez doing a cover of Freddie King's song, Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Then we heard Davy Knowles doing one of his musical heroes, Rory Gallagher's song, A Million Miles Away. And then we heard a classic Albert King song called I Feel Like Breaking Up Somebody's Home, done by Daniel Nicole, who, by the way, rumor has it, is coming around in June, so I would highly recommend check it out. She's a fantastic performer. Then after that, we heard an incredible version of Wild of the Wind, originally popularized by David Bowie, but originally recorded by Johnny Mathis and Nina Simone by Joanna Shaw Taylor. And then after that, we heard a smoking version of Sonny Boy Williamson's second song, Help Me, done by the amazing Chantal McGregor. And then after that, we heard...
We lost James Cotton just 2 days ago, Thursday. And James was instrumental, no pun intended, in making his instrument, the harmonica, an integral part of the modern blues sound. And I played a song called Got My Mojo Workin'. It was actually popularized by Muddy Waters, who didn't write it, way back in 1957. But Waters' performance of that really was... established to be his song. So after that, Got My Mojo Working was always Muddy Waters' track. And what happened was in 1977, Muddy Waters sort of had a comeback album, if you will, and a bunch of folks were playing on it, including this gentleman here. And James Cotton's harmonica was such that this album just really took off. And what was it called, David, the album? You mentioned it to me before. I forget what it was called. Hard Again. And that album really saw a lot of success. So those folks on the success of that album went out on live on tour. And that is where that version of Got My Mojo Working came from. Johnny Winter was on there as well. And, you know, James Cotton, in addition to working with Muddy Waters and Johnny Winter all the time, he didn't stop there. He also worked with the likes of Janis Joplin and Cream, even, to name just a few. So quite a loss, James Cotton dying just last Thursday at the age of 81. All right, Dave, I want to thank you very much for being here. I hope everybody enjoyed the blues. I certainly did. And we want to end with one more from one of your favorite artists.
Yeah, first of all, thank you very much for putting this on. Everybody at the New England Blues Summit really appreciate you having us on. And so the next song we're going to have is another Samantha Fish song from her first record called Live Bait. And the song I'm going to play is one of my favorites off the record called Darker Side of Love.
Okay, everybody stay tuned for Something About the Women coming up at 11 with our friend Liz. And I'll be here next week at 9 right here at WMFO. And as Dave said, I'm going to end appropriately with Samantha Fish here at WMFO. Thank you for listening.
Shine. I had not one care in the world. hung around, I was dizzy like a child. And then you walked out, right out on me, and I could see it clearly for a while. Just write me a little love letter, something I could set in stone. But then you turned away, I could see you were cold, cold to the bone. My blinding eyes are open wide to see the signs from above. Little bit of